Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Welcome to the As Told by Nomads podcast, where you'll learn how nomads, third culture kids, entrepreneurs, and leaders all over the world embrace their global identity and use their difference to make a difference. And now, having lived on four different continents, here's your host, Tayo Roxas.
Welcome to another special episode with Andy Malinsky. As we've been doing the past 2 weeks, we are dissecting the cultural codes of a few countries. We started off with China, then we went to South Korea, and now we are on to Japan. And as always, Andy's using a six-dimensional framework to capture the differences across these cultures. So the first scale of reference is directness, then we have enthusiasm, then we have formality, then we have reservedness, and then self-promotion and personal disclosure. So I'll just get right to it. Andy, on the directness scale, where would you rank the Japanese?
Very, very low, I would say. You want to be very careful with your language in Japan, and especially when delivering negative or potentially face-threatening information, it's very important in Japan to maintain harmony and the ability to read between the lines and communicate information that's subtle but still gets the message across is very important in Japanese culture. So I would say low for directness, quite low relative to the United States and some other Western cultures. However, there's one interesting little tidbit about Japan, which some people might not know, but others probably do, that in Japan it's very common to go out to bars or restaurants after work. And when you do with coworkers, even a boss, you might start being quite direct, quite personal even, in terms of questions that you ask or questions that are asked of you. And so, you know, I would say directness in general is quite low, but there are places and times where it's less low.
Ah, so it's low, but it depends on where you are in the setting.
Exactly.
Gotcha. What about the enthusiasm skill? Where do they rank?
Low in general. Again, we've got the work, your life at work, Japanese are not typically emotionally expressive at work. They don't show it in the same way that an American would. You don't give high fives in Japan.
No high fives.
No high fives in a Japanese workplace. No, you're not going to see that very often. But again, at night at the karaoke bar, there could be a lot of emotion expressed, a lot of enthusiasm expressed. But then you go back to the office the next day, and it doesn't carry over necessarily. You know, you're right back to the more composure, which is more culturally valued in Japan.
Okay. And the assertiveness?
Low. Again, there's an expression in Japan that the nail that sticks out gets hammered down. You know, Japanese will get their point across in a meeting, but in a more indirect, less assertive style than in the United States. it's group harmony is quite important in Japan and in other East Asian cultures, and so assertiveness is a very individualistic action, and that sort of runs counter to the social harmony idea. So in general, Japanese are quite unassertive with their communication style.
Wow, yeah, I'm noticing a trend here with the Asian countries.
Oh, there's no question.
Self-promotion, where do they rank there?
Low, absolutely low. It's taboo to be self-promotional in Japan. Same. This is very similar to other East Asian cultures. You know, to get promoted and to advance, you want to do good work, work hard, be a conscientious employee, establish relationships, like, you know, outside the office, as we talked about. But you are not doing overt self-promotion in the American style. And, you know, for Japanese and also for other people from Asian cultures who come here in the United States and want to try to, you know, learn to network and promote themselves, it can be very difficult because it just feels wrong.
Wow. I do wonder, though, with the digital age that we live in now, if the idea of building a personal brand is something that runs counter to a lot of what we've been saying about the Asian culture.
I think so. I think you're right. And I think that, I'd be very curious to understand myself some of the intricacies of what's happening with the younger generation in Japan, because I suspect that there's some movement on this in Japan. I just don't know enough about it, but if I had to guess, put a wager on it, I would guess that there's a bit of a disconnect between the younger generation and the older existing generation on many of these aspects. But at least for now, we'll say self-promotion's low.
Yeah, got it. That's certainly my suspicion as well. Formality aspect?
High, very high. There are many, you know, Japanese. I don't speak Japanese. I don't speak any Asian languages, but I know about them. And I know that there are various registers of politeness that you need to use in Japanese language. So the language itself is quite formal. Meetings are done in a formal manner. People arrive on time at specific, you know, to meetings. People sit in very specific places in meetings. Clothing is formal. It's a formal culture.
Right. Okay. Well, what about the last one? Personal disclosure.
Yeah, low, except for those situations like we described at the karaoke bar, right? So, you know, generally low. You're not making small talk about, you know, what you did on the weekend in a Japanese office, typically. You know, but I should say that, you know, I suspect that, you know, and again, I'm not a, you know, I know enough about Japanese culture, but I'm not a Japanese expert per se, but my suspicion is that there are some industry differences as well. I imagine that some of the more traditional industries in Japan are more typically, you know, Japanese in terms of the cultural style, whereas if you go to more Western influenced industries, you might find some differences. But again, in this series, we're talking broad brush strokes, and we'll say that personal disclosure is relatively low.
Well, there you have it. Thank you once again for being so gracious enough to spend your time with us. We're going to wrap up Asia next week. But before I wrap up this interview or this particular episode, I just want to talk about the culture of Japan. You know, the culture of Japan has evolved greatly over the millennia, you know, from the country's prehistoric period to its contemporary modern culture, which absorbs influences from Asia, Europe, and North America. Yeah, but since then, it's definitely gone through several iterations, and they've experienced a whole lot of different things. Like I said earlier, when I started the episode, they've been forefront and foremost in the advance of technology in the world. And it's been interesting, as you can hear from Andy, there's a certain juxtaposition with some of their where they rank high and where they rank low. So it's case by case a lot of times, but, you know, a lot of times because of the history and sometimes of some of the, you know, isolated tendencies that they've had before, it's you can see how that plays into the culture. But till next week, when we're discussing India, I want you all to do me a favor. Use your difference to make a difference.
You've just been listening to the As Told by Nomads podcast. For more ways to use your difference to make a difference, as well as for show notes, head over to www.uydmag.com. Till next time, go out and make an impact in your...
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
World.